This story has a distinctive structure in its indications about the tone of the statements in the story. In many stories, the tone is indicated before the statement. He was angry and said, and so on. In this case, the statements about the tone follow what it is that is being said. So in the synagogue story, the offense and the tone of offense is only stated after the statements of the people in the synagogue. There are, in fact, two indications about the tone. The first is they were astounded. The second is they took offense at him. What the story indicates is then that their astonishment was expressed as offense and was expressed in a tone of offense. So when you tell the story, it is important to express the words of the people in the synagogue with a tone of offense as well as astonishment. Likewise, Jesus' statement, "A prophet is not without honor," is done in a tone of amazement. That amazement is given as a clue about the tone and his inside feelings at the end of the story. He was amazed at their unbelief. This story is a story of prophetic rejection. It is the first story in the gospel that is located in Jesus' hometown. The expectation is that he will be greeted with great enthusiasm. Their offense is, in the story, then, a reversal of expectations. Jesus' response is an explanation of the fate of many prophets. There is no honor for a prophet in his hometown among his own people. One of the notes of humor in this story is that Mark says he could do no deed of power, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. For everyone else, this would be seen as significant deeds of power. But for Jesus, it is a relatively insignificant response and effect. The second part of this story is Jesus equipping the 12 for their mission. This is Jesus in his teaching role, leading his traveling seminary in which he had 12 students. They're being sent out two by two is a kind of fieldwork experience. This is a kind of basic training. What Jesus teaches his disciples is to be radically dependent on other people. He teaches them to operate as itinerant prophets. They are to take nothing except a staff, sandals, and one tunic. Everything else they are to receive from those who would support them. The two injunctions as to how they are to act are relatively clear. The first is to stay in one place and not to move around to different houses in a village. This process means that the disciples in their mission work didn't get to move around and get the goodies from several different houses. Instead, they were to stay in one place and be received more humbly. The second injunction is for their own morale. It is a teaching about how to deal with rejection. Jesus gives them specific instructions about what to do when they are rejected. They're not to go off and pray. They're not to go off and nurse their wounds or talk with each other about how hard this is or how terrible these people are. Rather, they are to shake off the dust that is on their feet as a testimony against these people. That is, Jesus gives them positive, strong things to do in response to rejection. What this does is to prevent the disciples from being defeated or discouraged. everyone who has done door-to-door sales or has traveled around to various places in prophetic ministries knows this experience. And it is very important for the empowerment of people who are going to do something like this. The summary of what the disciples then do is essentially parallel to the reports of what Jesus does. They proclaim that all should repent, that is, that they should turn their minds around and focus on the kingdom of God that is coming. And as signs of the kingdom's presence, they cast out demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. These are the same actions that Jesus did. So in both instances, each of these stories is dealing with the reality of rejection as a dimension of prophetic ministry. It is also a story about the signs of the extension of the message about the kingdom of God. It does not receive universal acclamation and affirmation. Rather, it is a message to which some respond positively and others do not. That is simply then the nature of the announcement of the coming of the kingdom of God.